Welcome to a Wholeness Podcast, a healthy home for hair professionals and our clients, where health and happiness is the top priority for those within the hair industry. Serving those who serve and giving the hair industry one great big hug. Hello, I'm your host, Fliss Downs, a barber, yogi, and meditation teacher. Come on in. Before I crack on with today's episode, if you haven't done so already, please hit the follow button on Spotify or on iTunes and leave me a star rating and review. By doing this, you will be helping me reach a wider audience and get the message out there sooner rather than later. I'd also like to mention that this podcast is proudly sponsored by Earth and Soul Pizza. If you are local to or travelling through Bairnsdale, use my promo code LOVEFLISS. That's LOVEFLISS. And get yourself a free large pizza when you buy one. With locally sourced produce and food exceptionally made by the team at Earth and Soul Pizza, be sure to get your wholesome, blissful pizza. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of a Wholeness Podcast, which is actually going to be classed as AWP, I feel, from now on, just to shorten, abbreviate the long title of this podcast. So when I say AWP, I am referring to a Wholeness Podcast for future reference, by the way. And in today's episode, I am honestly, oh my God. I will tell you now, I am buzzing. And you can probably tell by this persona that's coming across on this audible into your ears of me sounding a lot more bubbly, energetic. And that's because truly, I actually am feeling like that today. It's been a really interesting time for me recently. I took a trip over to New Zealand, which some of you may know about, and that gave me a whole new perspective on things. But also, I've really been doing a lot of self-awareness and looking internally, seeing how am I spending my time. Because I tell you what, when I've been looking at my calendar, so when I've been looking at my Google Calendar, which actually isn't really full with loads of stuff because I don't put stuff in there as much as what I should do, hence why I sometimes miss video calls with friends or a meeting that I was meant to be having. I've just been really all over the place, and I've basically got into this routine again where I have literally spread myself so thin that I've not been able to show up to people in my life, whether that's an acquaintance, whether that's a friend, whether that's a new connection, whether that's a community. I've not managed to fully show up because I've literally spread myself so thin that the capacity for me to be the light and the person that I wish to show up to be has been eradicated through me taking on way too many things. I've said yes to so many courses recently. I've said yes to many people to be able to do something for them. I have said yes and yes and yes and more and more and more. And actually, it's been really hard for me to navigate that in the sense of going, right, how am I going to stop that? But I feel I found my way and I've come back to myself and starting to put things into place to stop spreading myself so thin and also to communicate with others. This is the space that I'm currently in, and I'm doing my utmost best to be present where I can, to show up where I can according to the ebbs and flows of my life. Anyway, that's just a really quick share. Enough of that, because today's episode is nothing about that, but it was something that I felt flow through me right now, so I'm just going to share it and speak it out loud, because sometimes it's so good to speak things out loud and get it off your chest. And I know that I've been connecting with some people and I've been concerned recently about my integrity and integrity towards myself, integrity towards others as well. I've spoken about integrity, showing up for this podcast, doing an episode every week, and I started to lose myself amongst this busyness that I had created for myself, which meant I couldn't actually provide the energy that I wanted to. Which brings me to actually the fact this week I actually have a gorgeous soul. Her name is Amy. She is a web developer and specializes in yoga teachers and practitioners for their websites, as well as focusing on taking photos of yogis out in nature, whether that be on the beach, in the forest, in a studio. Honestly, this beautiful soul, Amy, is so wonderful, and I was really lucky to meet her in person up in Gold Coast in November last year. We walked the beach together for a solid hour, and it was so wonderful to meet her in person because she's somebody that I would love to do a photo shoot with. She is so inspiring within the yoga industry, within the well-being community. I know she's got lots of people that look up to her. I know she's somebody that is well thought after. And I know that so many people love her work just like I do. So it is just such a beautiful opportunity for me to bring you this gorgeous, authentic and genuine conversation that myself and Amy had literally the week just gone. We both came off of this video call with our cheekbones hurting and us just laughing and smiling throughout the whole video call. And it really just shone the light on how two people don't have to know each other really deeply to bond and gel and connect on such a vibrant, dynamic energy. So this one is a beautiful, lovely, relaxed conversation between Amy and I, where I dive into a bit of her story, where she's come from, how she got to where she is today, and what is she envisioning in the future. It was a delight to be able to hear Amy's story and also to share it with all of you. So thank you in advance for listening, and I really hope you enjoy this one too. So what are we waiting for? Let's get stuck into it.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. I love your setup. This is so handy. Oh,
thank you. My friend lent it to me.
Amazing. And you're over in Bali right now.
Yeah.
How is it over there, my love?
It's so beautiful. I lived here before, I think.
I remember you telling me.
Yeah. And now I'm back and it's so good to be here.
How long are you going to be back for?
I have one more week left.
And then you're back to Australia?
For a week. And then I'm going to Spain.
Oh my goodness, yes. And I need to send you some contacts for London or something, don't I?
Yeah.
So what's been happening in your world then?
Oh, God. Since I've seen you?
Since November. That was November that we actually met up and we went for a beach walk.
Well, a lot has changed since then. I was dating Max when I saw you.
Yes.
And we've broken up since then.
Yeah, that's a big change, love.
Yeah, and really positive, though. I feel like I've come back to myself, which was a bit nice. Right after that, I went down to Sydney and did some shoots, and then went to Melbourne and did some shoots and saw Taylor Swift.
Yes, that's right, because you was down in Melbourne and our timing still didn't align then.
It was so close.
No.
We'll get there.
We will, love. We will. Are you still based in Gold Coast, but you're just over in Bali, or you're now saying that you're based in Bali? Are you just going to be this beautiful nomad?
When people ask me this, I'm saying I'm homeless.
I love that.
Yeah. I think I'm going to move back to Bali. The way things are looking, I'm so happy to be back here. And I just have incredible friends here.
Yes.
It's cheaper than Australia. The community is amazing. I'm doing tons of yoga and Qigong Acro yoga. So it's been great. But I'm going to Spain to visit one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I'll go to Burning Man.
Oh, don't tell me this. I so want to go to Burning Man.
You want to come?
I do. Oh, God, honestly, it's been on my bucket list for years, Amy.
Maybe this is the year.
It won't be, though, because I just can't get the time off from work. You know, with my limited to holidays, unfortunately, I'm very limited to so much right now, which sucks. But I also know it's just temporary. It's not forever. But that would be amazing if you get to Burning Man. I would love to get in all the amazing outfits that people wear and get
Yeah.
involved with the arts. And have you got a group of people that you're wanting to go with?
Yeah.
Amazing. God, you got so much on the go. This is exciting.
It's been busy.
Yeah, no, I remember when we caught up, said you've got that constant flow of people contacting you, but it sounds like you've got more of a rhythm going on now and you've managed to expand your locations as well.
Well, that's an interesting question. I do photography and web design. So usually when I travel, I'm just doing web design, especially in Bali. I'm still mostly focused on Australia for photography. I'd love to do some shoots here in Bali. I have been
I
doing
know it
some for
loads.
fun with friends, which has been great. There's tons of photographers here. So when I'm back for a week or a month or whatever it is, then the bookings roll in.
Limited access. And when something's limited access, people want it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I've got to get in with Amy. She's here for just the week. Book, book,
Yeah.
book, you
It's
know?
so much more urgent. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you're still web designing right now, and that's what you're going to do when you go to Spain and the UK.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of my web design clients are actually in the UK.
How did you manage to find UK clients then?
That's a great question.
Yeah,
I
I'm
think
like,
they
this is
found me.
interesting.
I don't. I'm not sure on Instagram. I guess I'll interact with yoga people on Instagram in general. So maybe some of them were from the UK and that's how they found me. And then some came from referrals. So my first UK client, Lucy, she worked with another client and recommended me to her. Yeah, then I guess it just snowballs once you've got one. Yeah.
So, am I right in saying and remembering rightly that you specialize in websites for the well-being industry, such as
Yeah.
yoga teachers? Yes.
Yeah. Most of my messaging is for yoga teachers. I always use the example of Apple for this. So Apple, when they originally started, they just focused on designers, graphic designers and photographers and creatives, I guess. And then everyone wanted it because the creatives are the cool kids, right? So I feel that's what happens with yoga as well, because yoga is sort of the cool, I mean, the wellness industry in general is really cool. So I speak to yoga teachers, but it also attracts like Pilates teachers or like holistic coaches or tantra coaches, like all sorts of different branches out from that.
Amazing. When I last met you, we was walking the beach up in Gold Coast. You were sharing with me how you've become a yogi photographer. You're also web developing as well. I'd love you to take us through the journey of where have you come from? What was you doing before the web developing? What was you doing before you decided to become a yogi photographer? Share us what younger Amy was doing.
Younger Amy. She was a little all over the place. It makes sense in, yeah, looking back, it makes sense the direction I was heading in, but it seemed unclear at the time. So I originally studied architecture and civil engineering at uni. And I was super excited to go on exchange to South Korea. And then I went on exchange, which was amazing. And then at the end of the exchange, I realized that my whole degree, I'd been excited about Korea. I'd not been excited about my degree. Kind of. Like I was creative and I loved math, so it made sense to me to do those two subjects. But yeah, I got back from exchange and I was like, oh, where am I going? And why? So then I gave myself 6 months to defer from uni and figure out what I wanted to do. And I was doing a little bit of photography on the side then, playing around with it at my college. I was my college photographer. I also used to coach gymnastics, so I was taking the photos at the gymnastics club, which was great. So I was almost there, actually. I was close. I almost got it, and then I veered right. And then what did I do? I got a marketing job, which I loved. It was a startup, so I was working directly under the owner slash CEO, and he was incredibly driven, and he could see that I was also incredibly driven. He mentored me a little bit about business as well. And then in 2020, I chose a great time to quit that job. The very
Because
start of the
was it at the very start? So before COVID
year.
lockdowns happened, because COVID lockdowns hit for us in the UK, March 2020.
So I think I actually left December 2019 with the intention of traveling, and I started traveling, and then I very quickly came home after everything went to shit. So I came back, and then I was like, well, I don't have a job, so I'm gonna push more into this photography thing. And so it was photography that came first, actually, but they kind of happened together because I built websites for my photography portfolio, and I really enjoyed that. It's just still creative, it's just obviously different. So then I was doing that, and then I moved up to the Gold Coast, and I was still doing a part-time marketing job on the side, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna quit, and I'm gonna do a photo shoot every day for a month. My friend, who's a really successful YouTuber now, she'd done that challenge for herself of a month of doing a video every day and editing and uploading, which is crazy. That's so much
Yes,
work.
absolutely. Do you mind if you share her YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's called Mary Cherry. She does
Mary
like
Cherry, I
reaction
love
videos. She's
her.
like deep in pop culture. I don't understand half of it, but she's amazing. She's got an amazing personality, so it just shows in there.
So she did this 30-day upload, and then you get the inspiration from her to do your yogi photo shoots.
Yeah, so that wasn't yoga. That was before I niched into that. That was just a shoot a day, and it was whatever shoot I could get. So I'd contacted friends who are in couples, and I was like, can I do a couple photos of you? Or friends who I just wanted to do shoots with. I did do a couple of yoga shoots in that time, because I did a lot of yoga, so I had friends who are yoga teachers. And then I'd do whatever I could. I like some days I'd just use a soap bottle at home and photograph it as like a product photo shoot or something. And by the last week of that challenge, I'd replaced and doubled the income that I was getting from the marketing job. So I was like, oh, okay. This
How
is
did you
great.
do that?
So most of the shoots I did for that month was free. And then because I was doing them, I started getting referrals. I'd been posting more on Instagram with all of those shoots. So I was just getting seen more. That, I think, to any photographers who ask me, like, I have a few interns now as well. I'm like, do that because it gives you so much practice. It gives you so much more confidence. It makes your system so much faster because you're doing it every day. So you got to be quick. And then the word spreads so much more quickly that way. So that was really good for me. And then I moved to the Gold Coast. I started a little marketing agency because I kept getting people wanting me to do that sort of work. So I went with that flow. And then I was also doing photography. And then I don't know when it was exactly, but there was just some point where I was like, I love the shoots I did with yogis, which was one of my best friends. She was the first yoga shoot I ever did. And I've done eight shoots with her now.
Amazing.
But yeah, I think the first four yoga shoots I did were with her. And then she became my entire portfolio of yoga photography. And then it kind of grew from there. But when I created the Yoga Roo Instagram, which was just yoga photography, was when it just clicked. And then I started getting so many inquiries because it was so clear who I was speaking to, instead of being like soap bottle product photos, yoga shoot, couples photos, like it was so scattered before. So I don't know if photographers listen to your podcast, but those are the things that I recommend the most, is the 30-day challenge and having a very clear niche or a person you're speaking to.
Absolutely. That advice would even go down with myself for what I do, posting 30 days in a row. And I've yet to complete this challenge. And I started off the new year really well, Amy, on the Yoga Barber Instagram account. So I think I got to like day 7 or 8 consistently. And I even noticed my views increasing. And I was like, oh, wow, this is working. And then I just dropped off and I didn't continue. So I think for anybody, regardless of whether you're a photographer or not, I think that is such a sound piece of advice to give somebody that's starting off in whatever journey it may be. Because it just brings that consistency. Particularly for you, going, okay, I'm going to be taking photos of something every day for 30 days. And then by the end of that, creating an account specifically for yogis, that for somebody to go through those 30 days, it will probably help that other person to to find their niche as well if they haven't already got a niche, you know. And if they have
Definitely.
got a niche, well, even better, you're going to be able to target your audience pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
Because you're only on Instagram, aren't
Exactly.
you? You've not got TikTok or anything.
I do have TikTok. I just repost. I have 30 followers on TikTok. Like, I get more views on TikTok, actually, but I don't get followers. And that seems to be the go with TikTok, is people just see it once.
Got you.
But yeah, Instagram's my main thing. And then obviously I have my website. I also use Pinterest, which gets me a huge amount of exposure. I get like 300,000 views on Pinterest a month or something. But I don't think it's gotten me clients. So
Interesting.
Instagram still wins.
Instagram, yeah. So Instagram's predominantly the place where people go, hey, Amy, I'm looking for a photo shoot with you. Bit like what I've done, except from the photo shoot for you and I haven't happened yet. It'll happen.
Manifesting.
Did you ever envision yourself having a business that was location free, where you could move around? And more to the point, did you really believe that you could create that lifestyle?
That's a good question. Business itself, I've always been excited by business and I've always wanted that. Yeah, I think there's so many people online that are talking about like drop shipping businesses or all of anything online. So I always craved that. And I did deliberately choose web design because I can go anywhere with it.
Yeah.
And I actually came to Bali to force myself to not rely on photography. Yeah. Just to give web design a proper go, which has paid off. But yeah, it's amazing. There's still a lot of space to grow, and I can't live anywhere. I probably can't live in Switzerland because it's expensive. I probably can't live in London, but I also don't really want to live in either of those places. I'm very happy in Bali, and it just gives me more space in a place like this to let my business grow and not put so much pressure on it to keep up with a really crippling cost of living in a country like that.
Yeah, I totally get that. Lovely. I'm definitely working towards that location-free lifestyle. And I want to be very similar to you, moving around, and I would love to be able to go and live in Bali for 6 months to a year, or go to Thailand for 6 months to a year. Because when we're looking at those countries, financially, you're so much better off because you can have quite a luxurious life for half the price of what you'd have to be paying in Australia, for instance, for an average life, you know?
Yeah,
So,
average.
yeah, you just
Still
get to
cooking your
experience
lunches
life.
every day.
Yeah, oh my God, no. I would be in Bali having Buddha bowls.
It's pretty good, yeah. It's like having your retirement before you actually have it. Like you
I'm
get
so there
you,
with you, honey. Not just yet, but I'm coming for you.
You will be, yeah.
I
I'll
will
see
be,
you there.
Literally. So, okay, obviously you've got the inspiration, or you've got the passion for yoga. When did you start your own yoga journey? Do you remember the first time you went to a yoga class, or when you first clapped eyes with a yoga pose online and you was like, wow, I want to put my body in that position? Or what's your yoga journey?
Oh my goodness, is that what people think? Actually, probably, yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Well, I grew up doing gymnastics, which I know is very different to yoga, but it's still, I feel like that was kind of my gateway. I don't remember my first yoga class. I think it was, I lived in Bondi in Sydney. I lived there for just 3 months and I felt like, oh, I'm in Bondi. I should probably do yoga or something. So I went to a studio there. But I remember the first class that landed for me and like the first teacher, and he's one of my really good friends now.
Amazing. Tell me more.
It was actually, it was like a gym yoga class, which I think a lot of the time they get a bad rap for being like fitness yoga or whatever, but he is so spiritual, and he'd open a class with a meditation and a philosophical chat or a personal development or something like that. He'd tell all these metaphors and then weave a story into it and then weave that through the whole class. And I just, I love that shit. Like, I'm, those are my favorite kind of classes where there's sort of something's changing internally. Like you're moving your body, but there's something happening inside. Oh, it was such an experience. So then I just was obsessed with his classes, and I would go to every single class that he had.
Wow.
He was his best student. He had such a following, though. He had so many fans.
Wow. And what's his name?
Julio.
Julio.
Julio Zavagli?
Okay,
I'm pronouncing that wrong.
I might have to hunt him down on Instagram, because then I can also put him in the show notes as well, because I like to mention anybody that somebody brings onto the episode. I love to mention it in the show notes, so people can be like, oh, so who's this guy Amy's talking about? Don't worry, I got you back. It's in the show notes.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, he's in Adelaide now, so if anyone's listening from Adelaide,
I love Adelaide.
Yeah. And actually, he's doing a retreat with the best friend who's engaged going to Burning Man.
Oh my God.
In Bali. So
wow.
We can join all of the things.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was actually how my yoga photography journey kind of started as well, because he was running a retreat and I was obsessed with his classes. So I was like, I need to go to this retreat. But I was a uni student at the time, so I didn't have much money. And I was like, can I trade you photography for my place at the retreat? And they said yes. And that was my first yoga shoot, actually, but it was a retreat. It wasn't the sort of stuff you'd see on my Instagram now.
Yeah.
But that was amazing. And then I became friends with both of them. And then I did a shoot with Lila. And then, and the story continued as I told you. But yeah, I remember that. And I've been told not to do this, but I go to classes for the teacher. And I have a long list of teachers who are incredible and really land. But at the time, it was just this one. It was just Julia. And I was like, whoa, this is what yoga is? What?
And how disappointing is it when you go to another yoga teacher's class and you don't vibe as much as what you did to that person? I've totally had that so many times, and I've really struggled to find amazing yoga teachers. There's one yoga teacher here in East Gippsland, and she's renowned all over the world. You might know of her, Deborah Langley. I don't know if you've heard of her,
I don't know,
but an amazing teacher. But I've only been to one, maybe two of her classes now, and I was so inspired by the way that she taught. And my thought was, wow, I would love to be teaching very similar to what and how she does, because it was mind-blowing, the amount of knowledge and wealth that she held, and the way that she shared it as she moved you through the class was just phenomenal. So and it took me a long time to then find somebody else, because I used to go to Humming Puppy in Melbourne.
I've been to the Sydney one.
Yes, and I've been to the Sydney one as well. I just need to get to the New York one now, because they've got one in New York, haven't they?
That's cool. Of course they do.
At least I believe they, I know that they did. Whether they still do now, I'm not too sure, because I know Jackie, who was the founder, has now stepped away from Humming Puppy now. But yeah, and I just found Melissa May. Have you heard of Melissa May?
No.
She's another gorgeous yogi. Okay, maybe we need to exchange yoga teachers.
Oh my God, yes, please. I would love that.
But it's been really hard for me to go and find amazing yoga teachers that I really resonate with. But also at the same time,
get a bit attached as well.
Yeah, you don't you? It's a bit like how my clients can be attached to me being a barber. You know, once you
totally,
found
I'm so attached to my hairdresser. Yeah.
Yeah, right. As soon as
she's
you find
in Sydney.
That person, oh, love. That's so gorgeous. You have to tell me her details. Let me put me in touch with her.
Yeah. I'll literally be like, oh, I'm in Sydney. Okay, haircut. Literally the most expensive place to get a haircut as well. I'm in Bali. It's like $15 here, but I'm like, Sydney, she's great.
Okay, so you stepped into the yoga path then, as you started doing your yoga photography.
I was definitely very into yoga by the time Yogaroo existed, but I did do that retreat shoot and a couple of other things. But I guess it's kind of been a bit alongside each other.
How did Yogaroo come about? Where did you get this name from?
This is a terrible story.
Come on, tell me.
So this goes back this is probably when I was 18 or something. I'm 28 now. So this is 10 years ago. My boyfriend at the time was super arty, and he had his own cool photography Instagram, and I didn't even have Instagram then. So he created an account for me and called it Amy Fraser Roo because Amy Fraser wouldn't have been available. The reason he called me that was because this is a terrible story.
This is great.
He
It's like a
and
juicy
his
gossip.
friend. Okay, yeah, it was a teenage boy, right? So him and his friend love to put poo at the end of everything. So it was Amy Fraser Poo without the P. But it stuck. And like my friends would just start to refer to me, like if they knew my Instagram, they'd just be like, "Hey, Amy Fraser," or whatever. So, and then I'd said to Mary Cherry, the one who did the 30-day challenge, "I'm thinking about creating a separate yoga photography account." She's like, "Oh, you should call it Yogaroo," just because of my original.
Yes.
So I just went with it. So it means
Nice.
poo.
Yoga poo. I love
No one's ever
that.
gonna look at me again. Yeah.
Oh God, there's that yoga
Poor
ship
poo.
again.
Yeah. A lot of people assume it's like, "Oh, you're Australian, so is it like kangaroo?" And I'm like,
Oh my goodness, I
"Yeah,
would have put that.
totally. Totally.
I was
It
imagining,
can
I was
be
like,
that."
I was thinking maybe you really liked Winnie the Pooh growing up, and Roo was your favorite character because you had Kanga the mum and then Roo the baby.
Rue was pretty
Roo,
cute.
right? So I was
Rue
thinking
probably was my favorite character.
maybe.
Maybe that's how it came
Yeah,
about.
let's do it that. There's no shit
That's
involved at all.
what I'll tell people from now on.
Roo is my favorite Winnie the Pooh character.
Yeah, it's just about Winnie the
Oh my
Pooh.
God, I
No further
love that.
question.
That's so great. Fantastic. So, in terms of your yoga photography, I know that you've got some, your mini photo shoots and then your what would be expansive photo shoots. What's the difference in
I
those
like that
two?
word.
What can you provide your clients that you work with, when it comes to your mini photo shoots over your expansive photo shoots?
I love that you call them expansive. I
You can
usually
take
call them
that. I'll let you
custom, but
take
I
that.
might change the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the expansive shoots, that's all I used to do. Where it's one-on-one. I mean, they're all one-on-one, but it's either a 1 hour or 2 hour session. So when someone signs up, I have a survey that I give them of like, what's your vision for the photos? Are there any photos that you want to take inspiration from? All of those sorts of questions. And then I take their answers and I create a mood board of it with the whole visual picture of it to make sure we're on the same page. We choose a location or maybe two locations. Maybe they want a forest and a beach or a studio and a beach or whatever. And then we do the shoot. And for those ones, I give all of the good photos, which is probably about 50%, because I'll take three photos of the same thing or you'll blink
Absolutely.
or whatever. So usually people will end up with 200 or more photos.
Wow, that's
Sometimes it's
amazing.
800 photos if I get really
Yeah.
excited. Like
Yeah.
it's a ton of photos. It will keep you going for a very long time. So that's the expansive shoots, as we're now going
Yes.
to call them.
Yes, absolutely. You can have that, honey.
thank you. And so most photographers, which I understand why, because the editing process is pretty, it's a lot. It usually takes a lot more time than the shoot itself. So a lot of photographers will be like, "Okay, you get to choose 10 photos and I'll give you those and you have to pay for any extra ones." Or
Yeah.
so the thing that sort of is the most special about those shoots is that you get all of the photos, because I don't want them
Yes.
to just sit there in a folder and not be used
Yeah,
either.
of
I'm proud
course.
of them and I want you to be proud of them and enjoy them. And then the mini shoots. So I literally did a post on Instagram that was like, "Hey, I have this idea where it's a 30-minute shoot." So I'll do 4 to 5 mini shoots in a row, and people would come to whatever location I've pre-selected. And so I posted this on Instagram being like, "Hey, who would be interested?" And I was just flooded with comments. So I was like, "All
Wow,
right,
this is
we should probably do
the
this." Yeah. And for me, I also try not to get this stereotype in my head too much, but there are yoga teachers that don't have massive budgets, or
go.
people who are like really freshly, or maybe they just spent 3 grand on a teacher training. So
Yes.
to then spend another bunch of money on photos or so I wanted there to be a more accessible option as well.
Yeah.
That still honored my time. So for me, this is great value for money as well, because I do 4 in a row. So that's 4 times whatever the price is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the difference. So a mini shoot is you have a bit less control and choice because I choose the location. And I find it great for people who've never done a shoot before because it's not so threatening. It's only 30 minutes. It'll be over soon. Yeah. It ends up being super fun. But
yes.
It's a bit less, and it's less of a financial commitment as well. So yeah, those are the two things. I love mini shoots. I find them so fun. It gives me so much energy because I'm like with someone for 30 minutes. I make the most of that time, and then I'm with someone else, and it's really energizing. I thought it would be draining, but I'm always just bouncing off the walls after I do mini shoots.
Lush. So if somebody was wanting to have a yoga photo shoot but nervous of being photographed because they're not used to being photographed and all eyes are on them, what would be let's say your calming conversation to have with them to say, hey, there's nothing to be nervous about? How would you address that with somebody that's feeling nervous about it?
I think it depends on who I'm with. For example, I had incredible woman, but I had her come to the shoot really chaotic because she just had a really intense thing happen at work and it was really stressful and she was running late. So she was just a bit overwhelmed. So we just literally meditated together for, I think it was just a minute, but we just sat and meditated and I was like, let's just ground and be here. And then the shoot was amazing. Some of my favorite photos came from that shoot.
Yeah.
Or I had another client who she's amazing and I love her. She's so scared of photos. She almost just didn't come to the shoot at all because she was so nervous for it. But she ended up being a little early and it was a mini shoot. And the person before her was one of my good friends. And she was like, oh, can I watch and see what you're doing? So she got a feel from it from there. At the start of the shoots, I always tell people, like, what really helps me is if you keep moving and interact with the environment. And by keep moving, I literally mean look to the left and then look to the right and then look up and then tuck your hair behind your ear. Like really simple movements, but it keeps you focused on something other than the camera. Or like yoga is amazing for that because it's like, okay, just do a vinyasa, do a flow. So it varies a little bit from person to person, but I mean, I get the feedback consistently that I make people very comfortable. I think it's partly because I get really excited. And for me, I see so much beauty in the people I'm photographing. So I'm kind of a mirror to them for that. And with my words as well, because I'll be saying like, oh my God, you're doing amazing. And it's not because I'm trying to make them feel good. It's because I mean it and I'm so excited that I can't not say it. And also they can see like I'm smiling so much during the shoot because I'm like, wow, this shot's so good. Or yeah. So I don't know if that answered your question.
It does. And I really like that. I like how you've given two examples because you're right. We're all so different. And I guess when we're working one-to-one with somebody, which both you and I could completely resonate with, you working one-to-one with your clients, taking photos, and me working one-to-one with my clients, cutting hair, everybody is so different. And as the person that's leading, we have to adapt to the way that person is. We kind of have to become like a chameleon, don't we?
Yeah.
And match their frequency. And same like what you were saying in terms of if somebody is a little bit nervous and things, but as soon as you start expressing your excitement, they start getting excited as well because they start dropping the barriers down for them to be like, oh yeah, this is fun, this is exciting, you know? So and even just from me chatting to you online, which I can't even think, was it you that found me or me that found you on socials? I can't even remember now because it's been months that we've been chatting online on Instagram, right?
We'd have to scroll so far up now to find it.
And I just was like, you know, I just need to meet you in person because I love your work. I've really enjoyed seeing your reels come up and your photos and things. And You know how Instagram goes. It's not often that you see the accounts that you actually want to see. You have to purposely go onto the person's account to see what they're doing, right? And even just when I met you in Gold Coast for our beach walk, that was so beautiful. And I could just tell exactly how you would be with your own clients when it comes to photography. And I'm so down for getting a photo shoot done with you in the future when our times properly align. I'm like, yes, I want a beach photo. And
Oh my God, yes. It will
but
happen.
it will do, absolutely. And I love how you can give so many variations of beach, forest, studio, home, even for instance, people that are in their home doing yoga and
Yeah,
things.
that would
So
be cool. That would be
I think that
nice.
would be amazing because so many of us, we do practice at home, but we're not known, if that makes sense. It's, I feel like we're like yogis in a closet when we practice at home, you know, because you're not actively going out in front of people practicing yoga. You're at home, no one's around you, unless you obviously video yourself practicing yoga at home. But I wonder whether if there's any people out there, if you used to do like an advertisement of a mini, well, it depends on, I guess, mini. Because the thing about your mini retreats is you pick a location. This is where I'm going to be for 2 hours. I can fit four people in, which is really convenient for yourself. So maybe it'd be more so your expansive photo shoots would be if somebody wants to be, for instance, like myself, where I'm doing online work, where I'll be like, hey, Amy, work's going to be predominantly online. So people are going to see my home. Can you come around mine to do a shoot in my home? You know?
I love that idea.
So that might be an idea. That might be a new avenue for you. I love coming up with ideas when I'm chatting to people, and I love coming up with an idea for people that I would speak to, such as yourself, like just now. It's like, oh yeah, maybe you could do this. Like a
Yeah,
bit of
you're giving me tea now.
innovation, you know?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I think that would be beautiful. The only, I think I've done like a home studio shoot, but it was still a studio. And I've done a couple shoot at home, which I loved. That was one of my favorite couple shoots because it's so, I mean, it's different because it's not yoga, obviously, but it's an intimate space. It's somewhere you feel really comfortable. So like you said, if someone's nervous, starting in a space that's comfortable, although most yoga people are so comfortable in nature, so I find that the beach or forests have that effect.
Absolutely. Do you find many people in the public stopping and looking at what you and your clients doing?
I'm not two things.
I guess you're too, you're not
Two.
focused on what's behind you, but I'm just like, I'm like,
I
oh, because I would be the
literally
person to be like, huh, what's going on here?
well. You exactly what you just said. I'm so in the zone that literally I sometimes walk backwards and almost walk into traffic. I am a danger to myself in photography because I just forget everything else that's around me. My surroundings just don't exist except for the for oh, that would be a good photo. That's about it. But the other thing is I do try to choose kind of more private locations, especially if it is someone who it's their first shoot. I don't want them to feel like self-conscious about the camera and the other people staring around. So, yeah. But yeah, I get that a little sometimes.
Well, this is all sounding lush. I'm excited for you to see where you go with this because this could
Actually,
be taking you, honestly, worldwide. And I want to go worldwide as well. I just feel like, oh my goodness, I'll be like, Amy, I'm going to be in Thailand, or Amy, I'm going to be in Bali. Hey, want to meet in Mexico? I'm so down for
Oh
that.
my God, yes, girl, I'm there. Yeah, I would, yeah. I think I get so overwhelmed by visa things, but I would love so much to shoot all over the world. I see photographers who do it, so it's possible.
It is absolutely possible. And this is the thing, and I think maybe you and I might be similar in that is, and just like not just you and I being similar in this, many people, there'd be something, a barrier in our way, and it's like a limiting belief, such as you with your visa situation. Same with me. It's like, oh, I can't create an online business because of my visa, but there are ways around it. And like you say, there are people out there that are doing it already. And it's just a case of think about, oh, you create an international business. Well, if you've got an international business, surely that will allow you to go international, right? You know?
You'd hope so.
You'd hope so, yeah. But yeah, it is a tricky one. And I think many people out there, Amy, that are on visas will find that hard themselves in going, I really want to be earning a living here, but my visa requirements don't allow me to. And it's such a shame that there are limitations on visas, because I feel it can really downplay somebody's talent and passion because they're stuck with this visa thing whirling around in their head. And that's what's exactly what's happened to me being on a visa here in Australia. I've got so many things that I want to do and pursue that I actually want to go into the future once I've come out of the hair industry. But yet my visa is holding me down. I mean, I've got to the point now, Amy, where I'm just like, I'm not letting anything hold me down, because there's ways and there's means and there's holes in the there's holes that you can weave in. Right? Like, there's
yeah,
ways
you're on
to
a
do
mission
it.
now.
I'm on a mission. And it's like, yes, Amy, you need to be on a mission as well. Just be like, I'm gonna smash this out, you know?
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. And also there's the side that it's not just you that misses out, it's all of the people you would be serving if you just did it.
Absolutely.
Or worked out how to do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you've inspired me.
Yeah, definitely, my lovely, for sure.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
I'm going to Europe soon.
I
There's
know.
So many beautiful places there.
But
How can I not
honestly,
do shoots there?
surely, if you're charging via, let's say you'd be having to go Australian dollars, right? Because that's your bank.
I'm an ABN,
Surely,
yeah.
yeah. So surely, if they're paying to your Australian bank account, that's like overseas work.
Yeah, with my web design, I feel secure doing that.
Yes. So with Yogaroo, what's your envisions for Yogaroo? Have you got any grand vision of it, if you wish to share it? And if not, then that's okay too. Like, are you just really enjoying the space that you're holding at the moment for yourself and your clients?
With Yogaroo, I do. I am really enjoying where I'm at. I have been playing a little bit with the idea of, so I mentioned before, I have 4 interns at the moment and they're amazing. I had 2 interns before. I do 6-month programs with them where I teach them
Yeah.
a bunch of stuff in exchange. Yeah, I teach them the business side of photography.
Yes, got you.
Yeah. And I would have loved to have this program when I was younger. This would have been so useful. So it feels like such a good exchange to me.
Yeah.
They get a lot out of it. I get a lot out of it. And I've been playing with the idea of outsourcing a little more, or expanding to have other photographers maybe on the team.
Yeah.
That's kind of on the back burner. I've also, with this internship, it's kind of become like an education program. So I would love to teach some things. I'd love to teach about mini shoots. You could see I was very excited about it. And it's been incredibly good for my business, because it's not just a great offer that gets a lot of people. It also, those people end up doing websites with me, or they end up doing expansive shoots with me. Or so I'd love to teach that. I don't know. I'd love to put my photos in an art gallery.
Yes, I
some
can
of the
imagine that.
photos.
Oh my God, that would be so calming.
I feel like the people that I photograph are art. Yoga is art. And then the spaces that I've captured it is art. Like, I have this picture of Giulio, the same teacher, in front of the opera house, and he's doing a reverse warrior, and I want it on a wall. It's so gorgeous. And there's a few photos in my mind like that, that are just like, this isn't just like a portrait or a, I mean, not to discredit portraits either, but it's just like, this feels, I don't
Like
know,
art.
really proud of them.
So you should be, love. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to do that sometime. I'm not sure what it would look like. For some reason in my mind, it's outdoors. It's like frames with the photos in it in a grass paddock in my mind. But I don't know what that is. Yeah.
That's amazing. And with your interns, I guess there'd be people that have come onto your team to, you are a businesswoman, aren't you? Look at you go. Like, you're a true entrepreneur. Like, so with your interns, did they come to approach you? Did you actually go looking for them?
I advertised it. So my friend's boyfriend mentored me a little bit, and he was the one who gave me the idea of, you could scale this to have more photographers or to, I'm still not sure if that's what I want. So I'm still very lightly treading on that idea.
Yeah.
But he suggested getting interns and he said, like, put it on uni boards. So that was what I did. Mm-hmm. The version he suggested was more short-term thing, but I was like, I want this to be a really strong value exchange where it's like this program where I give you all these lessons and you walk away with so much knowledge that you didn't have before. So I put that on some uni boards and I got my first two interns and they were amazing. And I still actually work with one of them now. I pay him for bits and pieces. And then this time I put it on LinkedIn and I got 40 applications.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. And I ended up taking
Was
four
that
people on
overwhelming
board.
seeing all those interests come in and then you having to filter down to the people that you would want to work with?
A little, and I added, because I was interviewing people as well. So I added like the mental load of interviews. So Harry was the one in the first internship program who I now work with. I ended up getting him to interview some of them, which is cool as well to just trust someone else with, and he's incredible. I trust him with everything I give him.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, but it's really nice to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how beautiful. What a gorgeous gift that you can give a group of people. And because you've obviously gone on this journey for quite some time now, you've learned what works, what doesn't work. You've got your little groove going on, and you can literally gift these people your knowledge, your wealth, your experience for them to then flourish in their own way that they wish to. And whether that be continue working with you like Harry, or whether they like fly off like a beautiful butterfly
Fly
and go,
off, yeah.
fly off and go into their own like little
Yeah, be
world and
free.
things, you know? But that's a skill to have, to be able to create a platform, like an educational platform, to take these people through what you do, along with building websites as well.
Yeah.
And doing photo shoots. You're this little busy beaver. But you seem so calm, and Amy just enjoys coconuts and, you know,
she's
beach
just doing
walks
yoga in Bali.
Yoga in Bali. Oh my god, she actually has a team behind her, four people, and oh my god.
Yeah. When you put it that way, it sounds so legit.
Yeah. Honestly.
I feel like we're all still just making it up as we go though. Like the
we do.
And this is how every time I've worked in a job, I've looked at the company from the outside and been like, whoa, they've got it all together. They're so cool. Wow. And then you get on the inside, it's a mess.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or it's not a mess necessarily, but they don't actually know. They're figuring out as they go. We're all just making it up.
We are indeed. Love, we are all the freaking time. All the time we're making it up. And, you know, look, we can look all zen and beautiful whilst we're doing yoga and meditating. But I'm like, well, this is why we meditate. So that we can control the chaos on the outside.
Yeah, we need this.
We need this, yes.
It's survival. Yeah.
Dear me. I love it. Is there anything else that you'd like to bring to this conversation, add in? Any advice that you'd give somebody that's looking to go out on a photography journey, career route, or web developing?
Oh, this is kind of disconnected, but you asked before about like how I help people feel comfortable in front of the camera. And I remembered after we moved on, something else I notice I do is the best photo shoots I have is when I shed my inhibitions and act like kind of an idiot.
Yes.
Because that, especially I notice that with like corporate headshots or things like that, where it's more intimidating because you're looking at the camera, you're not just like doing yoga. So we're mirrors, right?
Yes.
So if I let go of my inhibitions, then so does my subject.
Wow.
I don't know if that's, that probably
no,
belongs
I
a little
love
earlier
that.
in the interview.
No, but that's fine. I love that you've remembered that
in.
And you brought that back. Absolutely. No, that's like totally. And look, that is a good point to make, because it's one of them things that we're all human at the end of the day, right? We're all trying to do things. We're trying to connect. We're trying to understand ourselves and things. So, no, I love that point.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and I guess you asked if I'd have any advice for photographers or budding photographers. I guess what I said before, so do a 30-day challenge, do a
Yeah.
shoot every day for 30 days of anything. Like no excuses either. You have crap at home. You can photograph yourself and yeah, having a very clear niche and audience you're speaking to and get on Instagram, start interacting with those people, post heaps. Yeah, just keep showing up and people will find you.
Yeah, amazing. And then of course people can find you on Yoga Roo for your yoga photo
Yoga
shoots.
poo.
Yoga poo.
It's out now.
It's out now. No turning back, sunshine.
I gotta change the handle now.
No, stick to it. I love it.
Yogaroo.
You just
Yeah.
now need a little kangaroo now as your logo, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I've embraced it.
Or you could have, for instance, the back foot, the back like leg and a tail of a kangaroo
That
as you're like
would be cute.
that'd be so cute. And then what about your web developing side of things? Do you have a separate Instagram account for that? How do people
Yeah.
find you for that? Because I don't think I found you on Instagram via that.
I don't have them linked to each other, which I actually had
No,
a
of course.
thought yesterday, literally, that I should do that. But it's called Yogi Web and it has
Yogi
like,
Web.
yeah, so I have templates. So I kind of stole my photography business model with the web design business model because I was like, okay, I want an accessible option that's still a good
Yes,
exchange for me,
yes.
which is the templates. And then I have the custom designs, which is like the
Yeah.
equivalent to a custom shoot.
Absolutely. And mate, look, your photography and your web development, all that both come hand in hand. And they
Oh,
complement one another
totally.
so
Yeah.
much. They
And
complement
it's,
one, blah, 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 blah. They
yeah.
complement one another so much, you
Lilith.
know.
Yeah.
Tongue tied.
Yeah, it's so satisfying for me as well. Like, if I, because I have people who do both with me. So if I do the shoot and then I do your website, like, oh my God, it's the best
That
because then
is so nice.
I get to put it all together. It makes me so
Yes,
happy.
I love that. And it is predominantly yoga teachers now that come to you for web development. Have you got any other sort of
Yeah.
industry people that come to you, or pretty much just that now?
Yeah. It sort of attracts shoulder
Yeah.
things that are linked to yoga or people who are
Yeah.
tantra coach. Now I have a sustainable brand consultancy, which is a little different, but it still
Yeah.
feels really aligned.
Yes.
Yeah. So sort of, yeah, like
Amazing.
wellness, health, mostly yoga, but there's other bits and pieces
Yeah.
in there.
This is exciting. It's been so lush to catch up with you. Thank you so
No.
much.
Thank you so much for having me. I've
You're
never been on a
welcome.
podcast
Yay. Well, now
before.
you
Yeah.
have. Sending loads of love, and I'll speak to you real
So good
soon,
to see you.
okay?
Yeah, I'll
You
talk
too,
to you soon.
Amy. See
Thanks,
you soon.
Bliss.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you literally were smiling from ear to ear and giggling along with myself and Amy. And if you do wish to take a look at Amy's work, you can find Amy on Instagram for any web developing inquiries at yogi.web_. And for any yogi photography, you can find her at Yoga Roo, that's ROO_. And for her personal page, you'll find her at Amy Fraser Roo. I will be putting her links in the show notes, so you don't need to go very far to find her and reach out to her, see what she's all about. Honestly, she is a true little diamond. She's such an inspiration. And she's really set an amazing example as to what can happen when you really niche down. And so, if you are wanting to book that photo shoot, if you are wanting to have a website built, and you are passionate about yoga, you are a yoga teacher or you are a yogi practitioner, whatever, yoga, all things yoga, basically go to Amy. And as for next week's episode, I'm going to be joined by Jake Putin. I'm not going to say anything more about this amazing human. You've just got to wait until this episode comes out where I share more about Jake. And of course, you're going to listen to our conversation because I'm going to be video calling him on Monday next week for us to record an episode for you lovelies. In the meantime, as always, stay tuned and stay real. Join me every Wednesday for a Wholeness podcast. I'll catch you real soon. Peace, love, and light.